As we read earlier tonight, a first century physician recorded Christ's virgin birth. There have been a host of doctors who have believed in the virgin birth in the past 2,000 years of history. However, there are always those who believe that the virgin birth is a biological impossibility, and therefore deny the greatest miracle. They may be brilliant people, but they simply do not realize the power of God. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Hebrews 2:9, Jesus, being made little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, may taste death for everyone. Hebrews 2:9.
Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, became man so that you and I might have eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. What is more unbelievable than God becoming a man is that he left the glories of heaven for sinners like you and me. God performed the greatest miracle when he sent his Son, who died for your sins. All you have to do is trust in him to be saved. Let's listen to the 3- and 4-year-old class as they sing about this greatest miracle. We live in a society where people have a me-first mentality. If you don't think it's true, then go to the mall this week and watch the shoppers. They jockey for position in the checkout lines and the parking lots. They demand immediate attention from clerks and push their carts through the crowds as if to say, "Get out of my way, I'm first." What a contrast to how Jesus lived and died with the interest of others at heart. He did nothing that was self-serving or self-seeking. Sacrifice was the norm and not the exception.
1 Peter 1:19. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as with a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Under the law, the believers had to bring a lamb sacrifice for the priest to kill. The Lord used this to teach his people that the penalty for sin is death, and the only way to pay for their sin was with the shedding of blood. The animal sacrifices never took away sin, but God was trying to show his people something he was going to do in the future. Through the sacrifices, he taught them that one day he would send a lamb straight from heaven, the most perfect lamb of all. And the blood of God's Lamb would pay for every sin that had ever been and ever will be committed. Listen closely to the words of the song, God's Perfect Lamb, as the adult choir sings about Jesus Christ, the greatest sacrifice.
Worship the God.
you know why we celebrate Christmas? All around the world, department stores do a huge amount of business selling toys and other Christmas articles at this time of the year. Like in the United States, they sell millions of Christmas cards and retail business gets a boost. Yet, seldom is the greatest message associated with Christmas ever heard. Regardless, every year millions of people around the world continue to carry out their traditional Christmas celebrations. How about you? Do you have a proper understanding of the Christmas message and the reason why we celebrate Christmas? The Bible makes it very clear when it comes to which message is the greatest of all. The gospel, or the good news, is by far the greatest message we could give to someone and celebrate at Christmas time. This is not merely a hyped-up baby shower to celebrate a newborn. Instead, we are gathered here tonight to bring glory to God in the highest and to point you to the Son of God, the only one who can meet your greatest need, the need of salvation.
Second Timothy 1:9-10. God has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, and has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
If you attended our Christmas program last year, you might remember the family that caught the Gimme disease. Let's look in on the family again and see what they are up to this year.
The setting of our skit is the living room of the family who we met last year. You might remember how some of the members of the family had caught the Gimme disease while shopping. The family is now sitting in their living room on Christmas Day, 1 year later, with a few other relatives.
Morgan, isn't that the shirt I got you last year for Christmas? Well, yeah, Mom. It's the shirt you picked out. I've never got the shirt I wanted.
What do you expect? What you wanted would have sent this to the poor farm.
Yeah, right, Joel. What about your $100 basketball shoes that you just had to have?
At least mine look good on me. Okay, that was all the discussion about last year's Christmas gifts.
Les, do you hear something?
Yeah. It sounds like carolers outside.
Good news. gives you the certainty that you will spend eternity with him in heaven.
What a terrible shame. Wait, what do you mean it's a shame? We know that, yet we ignore the Bible and